Bienvenidos to the 50-50. In this episode, we talk about home renovations and why I'm not really good when it comes to using hand tools. It feels like I have two left hands, and we'll discuss why I'm better in theory than it comes to actual execution. But before we get into that, we want to thank our listeners. Thank you to all 180 of you that have listened to our last podcast episode. It really means a lot to us for so many people to be tuning in. In fact, we have so many listeners that we now have our first official sponsor. So we're excited to announce that our first official sponsor is Castos. Now, what Castos is a podcast hosting format and website. They have an extension, so you can put in a very simple plugin to your existing WordPress website. So if any of you guys have a WordPress website up and running, you download the extension, you download the plugin, and within a few clicks, you can have your podcast directly linked to your website. Now, Castos also has the option of being able to upload podcast episodes directly through their website as well, in case you don't have one. Y algo que me gusta a mí es un servicio que yo uso. It has analytics, so you can keep track of stats, how many people are listening to your each and every episode, what locations are they from, like regarding by countries, what platforms are they using, are they listening through the website, are they listening through a different app, todo eso viene incluido. And they also have a new tool that makes integration to Spotify very, very easy. So if you're interested in starting your own podcast, it's quite simple. Check out our links down below. Our affiliate links will give you a free trial just by clicking on our links. So go ahead and check that out. That is castos.com, castos.com. The last time we recorded and uploaded the podcast, it was October 10th when we recorded it, uploaded it October 11th. It is now the 24th. All right, so we took a break for a reason. What did we do?
We have been working.
We have been working a
lot.
Very
hard.
All right, it is not just our regular day jobs.
No.
We enjoyed our anniversary, right?
Very much.
In fact, I wasn't even going to put up the blog that talked about our wedding, you know, because it was going off the podcast that we uploaded. Bigotes en Bigotes. That was a pretty awesome podcast. Thank you to the 180 of you that listened. Shout out to that 10 people from Sweden.
That's so random to me.
10 people from Sweden listen.
They're probably like some Mexicans that ended up marrying some Swedish person.
Or it's most likely the
station there, or I don't know.
It's most likely the VPNs, like the virtual private networks, you know? The people that like...
They're not real people?
Like people that change their IP address so they don't get tracked by the FBI.
Oh my...
That's what I'm thinking it is. I don't think it's people that are actually from Sweden listening.
Well, if they are.
If they are, shut up.
Awesome.
How do you say hi in Swedish?
Hi.
Yeah.
No, don't stop it. Oh my God.
No, I'm just kidding. But
now there's going to be zero people from Sweden.
I think it's PewDiePie.
Hi, Jesse.
It might be him.
Is he actually in Sweden?
Yeah.
Sweden? Swedish? Yeah. Sweden.
There's one person from Montenegro. Did you know that? Montenegro.
I would like to go there.
We should tell that person.
Sweden.
Hey, that person that's listening in Montenegro, invite us. We're down.
Maybe they just like accidentally click on things.
Maybe.
I highly doubt that they're really like...
Shout out to the three people in the Dominican Republic.
Okay, that's possible.
Yeah. Shout out to the 75 people in Mexico that listen to us.
Wow.
Fun fact, I was like posting up our Instagram pictures at the 5050, T-H-E.50, F-I-F-T-Y. So in our Instagram page, I like to post like those audio clips and with a picture.
Same.
The one that I posted of you, like drinking el raspado, el del frutal, got really popular in Ciudad Mexico. Did you know that?
No, I don't look at the stats.
75% of the viewers come from women ages 18 to 24 from Ciudad de Mexico.
Oh my gosh.
So I don't know if there's like a big old Spanglish scene over there.
Ah, pues claro, Jesse.
I was talking to my mom, y mi mom, que es experta de Ciudad de Mexico.
Experta.
Even though she's never been there, pero es experta de Ciudad de Mexico, because she's watching this documentary or whatever, or this series on Netflix, Hecho en Mexico, and she's like in love with it.
Oh.
And she's like, mijo, allá la gente vive bien nice.
Bien nice.
Y la gente allá habla inglés, mijo.
Ah, bueno, okay.
Y por eso te escuchan, mijo.
Okay.
So she knows.
She's such a mom. She wants to like, eh. Mi hijo.
Yeah, pretty much. So
that's nice of her.
Yeah.
You have a support system.
Así que todos allá en Tepito, saludos.
¿Qué es Tepito?
Tepito is like la parte de México, babe. Oh,
that,
México.
That sounds like a bad word. Like honking. Yeah. Sounds like that. Or it sounds like a bad word.
But seriously, thank you to the guys that have been listening. Thank you guys.
Girls.
And girls. Yes. Yeah. I'm saying like unisex wise. That's what I mean. But we did enjoy your anniversary. We decided to enjoy it a little bit different this time.
Very.
No gifts.
Low key. What are you talking about?
Well,
it's like the ultimate gift to me.
But like no like physical, like here's like a ring, here's a necklace.
It's physical. Well, like whatever. To me, it was physical.
A ver, pues describe the gift then.
I got a new kitchen.
We are remodeling the crap out of our house.
It's not like a remodel though. It's kind of like a, you know, tantito y...
It's like a facelift, no? you said the best way to describe it is like we're giving our house a Botox shot.
It's a lot of TLC.
It honestly feels like we're doing a fixer-upper.
It's honestly a lot.
It honestly feels like we have our house flipped upside down and...
Well, that's because we're doing it all ourselves-ish.
Ish.
You know?
Mostly ourselves.
We thought that, you know, our friends would come and paint, but nobody showed up.
So. Stupid HGTV makes it look very easy.
Yeah, same. You know? But it's porque tienen like contractors, la gente, you know, llega. All the Mexicans show up and do it for them, you know what I'm saying?
And the only Mexicans that showed up for us was like my dad, your dad,
yeah,
and
squad.
George.
Yeah,
the
squad.
Yeah.
The
squad right there, you
yeah.
know?
Yeah, we wanted to make it like, oh, bring your own brush. Come help us paint on our anniversary.
We need
si
more
no nos
friends,
compraron
man.
Nada, está bien, vengan y ayúdenos. And like, you know, like.
Neta que no. Sí.
But that's, you know.
Where were the 180 listeners in?
It's expected.
But you know what? It felt kind of cool, kind of getting with it. We did have the squad there. We were drinking, you know, light beer, and we had the corrido. So, like, it felt legit
Las
Mexican.
Cumbias.
Simon.
It felt like a wedding.
It
like
did.
Like, the wedding we didn't, the Mexican wedding we didn't have.
Yeah.
There was beer. There was cumbias. And.
Oh, my God. Our project was better than our wedding.
And we had carne asada.
We had a better project, construction project than a wedding.
It was a good 6 years, man. Good
it was.
Years.
So.
Happy. Honestly, it was like. Probably the best people we could have celebrated with.
It was really fun. I'm not gonna lie.
You know, minus my mom. My mom was like, heck no, I ain't showing up to this.
I like how my mom showed up and like sat on the stool and she said, yeah, this is a big project.
Hey, but she cooked for us.
She did. Thank you, mom.
Thanks,
thank you.
Julie.
Thank you for other people that wished us happy anniversary as well. Shout out to Nana, you know, for bringing the flowers and the wine for 5 minutes.
Her
and
dad
leaving.
Was like, don't think that that was her gift. I told her to bring it.
His foot on blast.
Yeah, dude. He's like, el detalle fue mío. And I'm like, thanks, George.
Thanks,
that's
George.
Sweet.
Well, thank you, Vernana, for doing a part-time FedEx job and delivering those goods to us. You know?
Hey, but the arrangements was pretty.
It was. It was really pretty flowers.
And burlap bow, which, yeah. You know me.
La nana cumplió.
See, she kind of was just like, here.
Here.
But I ain't helping.
You guys are my friends, so I am obligated to give you flowers.
No, she was working that night. She had to go to sleep.
Of course, you know, like she makes it sound like so crazy. Like, oh, sorry, I have to go work. So a few babies might
Jessie,
be in the risk of peril,
stop.
You know, but
she's the best nurse ever.
She is a really good NICU nurse. She has a big heart. I think her heart's bigger than her entire body.
Which is a good thing for
which
a nurse.
Is a great thing. Yeah. You know, thank you to our friend Ilse, who like very like out of nowhere came up in the car and she's like, happy anniversary, you guys. It was like a drive by.
It was a drive by.
Congrats. You know,
it was nice.
It was nice. You know, also go Boston Red Sox while we're at it, you know, because she's a big Boston Red Sox fan.
You really think the Red Sox are going to win?
I really hope so.
Is this going to go up before we know?
I mean, they already won the first game. You know, I think
so
they're playing.
So what does that mean?
There's 5 games that they have to win. So.
5?
Yeah.
Ay, qué flojera. I do not like baseball. It's so it's like so long. I'm like, yeah, you know?
Yeah.
NFL is kind of like, okay, Super Bowl, let's duke it out, and we're done.
And that's it.
Yeah.
No, baseball is more chill. It's a pastime. Ay, qué flojera. But we do like Boston because when we went and checked them out this summer in Boston, we checked out the Red Sox, and I really dig the vibe, man.
Fenway Park is just historic, and I liked being there.
Dude, me gusta que, like, ahí luego, like, te recibieron, and, like, the first thing they ask us is, what team are we here to cheer for?
With my Sam Adams shirt.
That's
I was
right.
Like, I represent. I'm one. I'm one with the nation right now.
And I was trying to throw my best Boston accent, but, like, all I can do
no.
was, like, the New York.
No.
I'm walking here, you know? And I'm like, wait, that's not Boston at all. That's not Massachusetts.
No, and there's like, hay mucha, ¿cómo se dice? Hay mucho hispano in Boston, so it's not like...
Hay más hispanos in Rhode Island. To me, it's so weird.
That was a little weird.
Why Rhode Island? What is it about, like, you know, is it a thing of that Mexicans to, like, just fit themselves in tiny little places? You know, is that just the thing or what's going on with that?
No sé, pero it was nice.
Yeah, it was nice.
We had fun. So, like, I guess you feel like allegedly you're a Red Sox fan because you've been there.
I'm a Red Sox fan in the sense that already lost, you know.
Oh, the Diamondbacks?
Yeah, my Diamondbacks are gone, so might as well, you know, hey.
So between the two, you mean?
Well, yeah, because, like, the Diamondbacks are the rivals of the Dodgers, so...
Oh, see?
So I don't want the Dodgers to win, you know?
Oh.
Even though they're the West Coast.
We're going to get a lot of hate, like, comments from
my
this.
Team lost against that team, so therefore that team has to lose, you know?
Wow.
Yeah.
Wow.
I know, we probably are going to get a lot of flack from this, you know?
Yeah.
So let me know if you guys are a Dodgers fan, and then also let me know how it feels losing the World Series, okay, guys? But back to my anniversary. So it honestly feels like the biggest project I've ever taken and tackled
on
my life.
And our house isn't even that big.
Our house is tiny, and it feels ginormous, everything that we're doing.
The kids call it an apartment.
Yeah, my gringo kids are gringo nephews.
Yeah.
Oh, it feels like a little apartment,
doesn't
it? No, she's
like, she lives over there in the apartment.
Whatever, dude. They're such bougie kids,
you know what?
Kids,
I don't
man.
Care because I'm not about to clean a huge house.
Yeah.
I'm okay, you know?
Even with our tiny house, the project feels ginormous. Like, for example, the first thing we did was remove the popcorn ceiling.
Like a boss.
How
man.
Many times did we watch those YouTube videos? I must have watched like at least 10 times before I decided
I've been watching how to remove popcorn ceiling since the day we got the house.
6 years?
Mm-hmm.
Shut up.
Mm-hmm.
Dude, I had no interest in doing this whatsoever. Mm-hmm. And that's exactly what we need to get into. I honestly wish, babe, la neta, you know? Like, nunca me importaba
hasta ahorita.
Pero when I married you,
sorry.
That's like, I want to say a month in, that's when I instantly wished that I had the natural ability
you
of being
really
good
did?
With tools. Yeah.
I honestly think that you didn't care and you were just kind of like, this is what you got, lady, so suck it up.
No, it was more like, oh my God, I suck. Ni modo, vieja. You know, ya firmaste. You know?
But see, that's what I meant. Like, you were just kind of like, well, yeah, you're screwed. You know? Like, I didn't think that you wished that you had those.
It's
because
you
abilities.
Don't understand how bad I was at this, babe.
No, like, I understand.
Well, no. Yeah.
I've been there.
No. Well, yeah, it's true. That's true. Yeah, like, for example, when we put up the open shelves. How long did it take me to put up those open shelves?
Okay, no, backtrack. Primera cosa que construiste.
Según tú,
fue el grill.
Oh, my gosh. That's so true. The electric grill.
Nos casamos el 20 de octubre. Nos fuimos de luna de miel. ¿Cuántos días?
Like a week and a half.
No.
2 weeks?
No. It was
Hurricane
like,
Sandy was there, babe.
Yeah, it was Hurricane Sandy time. Yeah. For como like 4 days, 5 days?
Nah. A week at least.
Check your Instagram because you or did you erase that picture already?
No.
Of you and your friend building that grill.
What friend are you talking about?
Axel.
Oh, like, that's right.
I didn't want to say names.
Yeah.
Because I don't know if they want to be on the podcast or not.
He doesn't. I asked him already. Anyways.
Oh, okay. So that guy.
Uh-huh. That guy. That's right. We were building it.
Yes.
I thought Chuito was there. Wasn't Chuy there?
No, Eram was there. His sister was there.
Oh, okay.
No, nomás éramos nosotros.
Okay.
And it was so funny porque todo el mundo, ay, you know, that we were just married y era después de la luna de miel. Y ahí estaba, you know, ahí estaban our friends at our house because, you know,
that's how
we were really
when
young
we got
and we wanted our friends to come over and kick it at our house. And
we still do. They just don't anymore.
And, well, we're remodeling.
Yeah. And, sí, cierto. So we were trying to build up the electric grill.
So,
I eventually
y luego, okay, cállate.
A ver, pues sí, dale gas.
Electric grill, con eso dices todo.
Hey, me lo dio mi tío. It was a nice grill. Okay, first of all, it was infrared. It cooked the best.
You take
chicken
the man
breast.
Out of grilling when you have to plug it in, Jesse.
You make it modern, man. You make it modern. Mm-mm. All right? Mm-mm. This is like, my tío didn't know if we're going to live in an apartment or not. So, you're like, here you go. You
with know? Fire safety.
It is. You know, it's like, you don't have to worry about charcoal. You don't have to worry about propane. And it cooked the best chicken breast wrapped in turkey that you've
pero
ever tasted
lo más
in your life.
Curada, lo más curada es como va a prender, you know, el airecito.
Uh-huh.
And, you know, the lighter fluid and that whole thing Para mí, eso es como like the cool and the fun of grilling.
¿La batallada?
Claro,
Jesse. ¿En serio?
Yes.
Ni al caso.
Tienes que batallar.
No, babe. We have technology. You know what I mean?
No,
hemos avanzado como una sociedad. ¿Tú crees que los aztecas se hubieran avanzado si no fuera by all the technology that they had in their time? You know what I mean?
Nosotros tenemos... Primeramente, tú eres yaqui.
Mira.
No eres azteca.
Okay. ¿Tú crees que los yaquis hubieran avanzado sin poder, sobrepasar todo lo que tenían que haber sobrepasado y aprender de ello? O sea, babe, we as a human race have mastered things to make it easier.
Pero sabe mejor en carbón, Jesse.
You had propane your whole life. What are you talking about?
What is propane?
Like the natural gas, the ones that you just turn it on y eso.
¿Y sabe mejor la comida?
Yeah, carbón is charcoal. Your dad hardly ever cooks in charcoal.
Outside, yeah, when he grills?
When he grills, he uses propane, babe.
No, he doesn't.
Yes, he does.
El grill chiquitito que tiene, ese negro, that he always uses?
Oh, that one's charcoal.
Yeah.
And he smokes a lot. But lately, he's been using a lot of natural gas.
And when he smokes food, he uses mesquite wood, which is like, amazing. Oh my God, I can't wait.
It is good.
But I can't wait for November.
I don't got time for that.
When my sisters come and we're going to cook.
Oh, I love that the electric grill had like a little thermostat. And I was like, all right, it is precisely 200 degrees right now.
It is cooking with
infrared light inside and out simultaneously. And we had the most juicy chicken that I've ever had in my life.
That's true. That was really good.
It was delicious.
Sí.
You know? And then you made that chipotle mayo sauce or whatever.
Sí, sí. Pero anyway, eso fue la primera cosa que tuviste que construir and you had help.
Yo no la hice. I gave up. I was just kind of pretending to read the instructions.
Él,
you know what I mean?
Lo terminó.
Yeah.
Y luego también yo quería un espejo en el baño.
Yeah.
¿Y quién lo puso?
El Axel.
El Axel lo puso. Yeah. Y nomás it was like a nail. You know what I'm saying? And like centering it. Like, oh, okay.
I gave up on that too. I was like, how the heck do you center something? Mm-hmm, you know? Mm-hmm. I was throwing like two L's in the air. Así como que like, a ver. Checa.
I've never seen somebody so challenged.
Dude, it's because, babe, tú no entiendes esas
cosas. No entiendo.
Déjame explicarte, mira. Yo tengo la capacidad de intelectual bastante avanzada.
Oh, okay.
Y porque está tan bastante avanzada, siempre la pienso mucho when it comes to tools, you know? Like, I feel like if I don't know what the tool's name is, and I can't even name the terminology,
you just figure
what business do I have picking it up, you know? And I would try, like, reading it.
Jesse, it was literally a nail and a hammer. That's all I had to.
Oh, that's what you call them? A ver, let me write that down. You know? Babe, it's because, I did try to be mechanically and power tools inclined. I wasn't born with it. I don't have
Nobody's
the hands for it.
Nobody's born with it.
Ay, babe, see, there's people that are born with it. Like, así, like, cuando eres un niño, a niños a veces le regalan, like, those play school sets, like, de construcción. A mí me trataron y no pude, you know? Like, instead they gave me Play-Doh. I was really good with Play-Doh, you know? But the whole, like, you know that there's the blocks where you pones el triángulo por el triángulo hole, the square through the square hole, the circle.
That's kinder.
I couldn't figure that out. I was like, you know what? This is too complicated. You know, this is not for me. I wasn't good with my hands. I never really... Not for those particular tools. Mm-hmm. You know? No lo puedo explicar. Maybe simplemente... You know what? Sí lo puedo explicar. Now that I think about it.
Mm-hmm.
No me gusta.
Ah.
No me gusta.
Pero like, a mí lo que me... Like, me saca así como like... Me saca.
Pelos verdes. Te saca pelos verdes.
No,
what?
Wait, sorry. No sé, you're gonna have to erase all this from the podcast, I feel.
Why? A ver, say it.
Like, yo sé que no te gusta, pero alguien cuando tiene una casa and you need to do things for yourself, you figure it out. A mí no me gusta cocinar, dude. But I had to learn. I had to deal with that, you know, because I'm trying to keep us alive.
Yeah, exactly. It was, if at the time, it did not feel like a necessity to me. It did not feel like something I can necessarily have to learn. And because I'm a natural procrastinator.
Yes,
I kept putting it off and putting it off and putting it off, you know?
¿Y lo te acuerdas que compramos esos little like medicine cabinet looking things from Target?
Yeah.
And like, los tienes que armar tú.
Sí.
¿Cuánto duraste?
Oh my gosh, hours.
Y la cosa es que yo lo podía hacer, Pero yo así como que like, ay, somos recién casados, me lo va a hacer él. You know? And that like Nail. Fast, like, no, lady, that's not gonna happen. You need to build the other one. Because he ain't gonna do it.
Who put those up? What was it, me? You know?
Yeah, it wasn't you.
Who was it? Because I legit do not remember. I know that Isaac fixed our sink once.
Yeah, he did.
You know?
¿Tu papá?
Ah, no, pero espérate. Acuérdate, el Isaac, he fixed our sink. Shout out to Isaac, you know?
Mm-hmm.
Thank you for
helping
and accepting the fact that California burritos are not the best thing.
Oh, yeah.
He did help. Pero si te acuerdas, esa noche I was able to show my ability. Yo lo curé.
Ay,
he had like a big old Iron Man, Tony Stark hole in his chest, you know? Y el menso, like, ¿qué hace? Se mete, like, freaking industrial glue and cement in
there.
It
wasn't industrial. It was
industrial glue, man.
Jesse. It was just...
And I was like, bro, you're going to get mesothelioma. Like, this is how people get mesothelioma, and this is how they die. So, ¿qué hice? I did, like, the manliest thing I can think of. Le quité la camisa, and I rubbed his chest. You know?
It kind of looked like you were Pepper Potts with Tony Stark.
Neta que sí. You know? I lo tenía like así. I almost, like you walked in and from your angle, I know what it looked like. It looked like I was caressing him on the chest,
bit,
you know?
Bit. I was just kind of like, did I interrupt? Am I interrupting something?
Pero I was able to show my skills, which is the medical stuff.
Sí,
I sanitized the wound.
Pero ¿cómo es que puedes sacar sangre y dar una inyección a alguien que necesitas precision, paciencia y todas esas cosas y no puedes clavar un mendigo espejo, Jesse?
I don't know. I just don't like it, you know, like I never, like nunca tuve esa destreza y esa paciencia. Like I am the least patient person when it comes to that, you know. I get frustrated, I get mad, and then when I start thinking I get sweaty and like sweat's going through my eyes and it's already hot and this is uncomfortable and I'm like, why am I here again? Like what am I doing with this right now?
Like, because you want to please your wife. So I wanted to put a shelf up. That's another one.
A ver.
And I remember que te enojaste tanto que te fuiste al cuarto y eran como las 9 de la noche. And yo quería, like, I wanted it to be done.
Mm-hmm.
I wanted it up. Se iba a ver bien cute.
Mm-hmm.
And ocupábamos una shelf
mm-hmm.
ahí, en ese específico lugar.
Mm-hmm.
Y le habla a tu papá. I was like, you need to come now, porque tu hijo se fue a dormir enojado, no me quiere ayudar.
I got
y tengo
so
semanas
mad.
Queriendo poner esto
I
up.
So
but I did bite my, ¿cómo se dice?
Your tongue?
Yeah, afterwards. Porque llega y me dice, ya cuando ya batalló también un poquito, and he's like, es que la pared no está, ¿cómo se dice?
No está nivelada.
Yes, the wall was like tilted or slant, I don't know.
I'm telling
it's
you.
It's a small house.
So how's that my fault? You know,
but
it's the contractor's fault.
See, but we figured it out.
We did figure it out.
No, you didn't.
We as a family, as the Juarez family, got
but
together on my behalf and figured
and
it out.
And then ¿cuántos hoyos no hice? Estoy tramada con las cortinas.
Oh,
ya no quiero cortinas.
Las cortinas,
ya
babe.
Ya estoy como que, you know, where we patched up, you know, our bro, Sergio patched up all our holes and he's like, ¿qué no vas a querer cortinas? No quiero cortinas, no quiero hoyos, no quiero ver nada, no quiero, I don't want curtain rods.
I like a 5x5 hole for like the one nail to hang the
God,
cortina.
It was just so bad.
And that's the thing, babe, I was never good at it. Like when I tried to install DirecTV, when I was like a DirecTV installer,
mm-hmm.
it was, okay, so, hay muchos que no han escuchado la historia, pero basically, when it came to the training, I got it down. Like,
the theory.
The test, the theory. Dude, I was on it. I was like the star pupil of the class.
Tú eres esa persona que no tienes que estudiar para tu test and you still ace it.
Exactly.
It's annoying.
So with this one here, like I picked it up. I studied. I took this test. I got certified and everything that I had to get certified technician-wise. Like book smart. Boom. In theory, in my head, I have it all down. When it comes time for my hands to move, like, they have their own brain, and I don't know what's going on.
They
know?
Don't have a brain. That's what it is.
It's like, se mueven solas, you know? Se mueven solas. Parece que tengo ese disease. Like, you know, like, I feel like I'm Michael J. Fox, and I'm just, like, shaking
Parkinson's?
Around, you know?
Don't make fun of people with Parkinson's.
I'm not. I'm just saying que, like, así me sentía, you know?
Mm.
Like, and then they give me my own house to go do my first install, and it was supposed to be a very easy one-box installation. All right. As soon as I'm done with that box, I get the easy $100. So llego con mi todo mi supplies. And mind you, I bought my own supplies. Same. I bought power tools. I bought like, you know, what's belt. That? What's that thing called? The wrenchy thing? I bought the wrenchy thing. I bought like
it's just the wrench.
No, no, there was a specific one.
And it was called wrenchy?
It's called a torque wrench.
Okay.
I had to buy a torque wrench, dude. I've had to buy like this bird dog satellite finder or something. Dude, it was nuts. So I get to the house, y comienzo, y I start laying out, putting up the dish, find the signal, blah, 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 start running the wire. And then this lady, primeramente, viene, me dice la doña, excuse me, could you put the wire, instead of it going through the living room, could you like feed it through the garage? That way I don't have like a bunch of wire running through my living room. And at that time I'm thinking, okay. So she's like, yeah, like every woman hates, you know, she's like, instead of having the wire running through the living room, pull it through the garage. Okay. I went and I eyeballed it. I looked at the garage and then I went inside and looked at the living room and visualized, okay, I want the wire to run through here. Cool.
Same.
So I'm running the wire. Y lo corro por el garage. I finally get to the garage and now it's time to drill a hole into the living room wall. ¿Verdad? Sí. So saco mi big old drill bit. This sucker's huge, babe, right? Uh-huh. Y lo saco and it feels cool because I feel like super manly, like super like, let's do this, vamos, you know?
Sí.
Y ahí voy. Zzz, 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 le comienzo a dar and all of a sudden I hear a like a D minor, you know? Le pegué el D minor. And I was like, oh my God, le pegué el G string, you know? Y voy me fijo. And I'm like, what is that? And I go in there, I hit their piano, babe. Le pegué al piano.
I love how you know what the key is called.
Yeah.
But you don't know what the tools are called.
I was going, that sounds like a D minor, you know? Like D minor.
You're like match pitch.
I got back to my choir days.
You're
I
almost started dramatized.
Neta que sí. And I was like, I go back. Oh my gosh, there's a piano with the big old hole from the
¿Cómo
drill
no te
bit.
Das cuenta que hay un piano, Jesse?
Según yo le tantié. Según yo le tantié. I swear que like I eyeballed it and I was
no
like.
¿Y por qué no le dijiste a la doña que moviera el piano just in case?
Because I was already taking up too much time. This whole job was supposed to take like an hour, 45 minutes.
Duraste 5 horas poniendo
I was 3 hours in. 3 hours in the job and I wasn't halfway done. And I was so frustrated. And I'm like, Simón, más o menos, tres pies. I got 3 feet. Bing! And I was like, oh, en la torre, el piano, you know? Out comes the lady. She is fuming mad.
Well, yeah.
What did you do? And I was like, first of all, it's an imitation piano. Relax. You know, I was like.
This ain't no John Lennon's right. class.
I know. Relájate, all right? Elton John didn't sit in this chair, you know? Mm-hmm. And then.
Pero hay gente que quiere mucho sus pianos.
Pues sí, I'm saying, obviously, I was trying to deflect here. But you know what? At that point, I was so mad, babe. Mm-hmm. Que le dije a la doña, ¿sabes qué? I suck at this job. Obviously, I don't know what I'm doing. I don't know why they certified me. And I had to take out collateral insurance or something because it was my own company. So I gave them my insurance card. I was covered up to $1 million by the company.
And bendito
I
said,
here you go. Call the insurance company. They'll hook you up. Peace. You know? And I packed up my stuff and I walked away.
Yeah.
And I remember driving off and I called the boss at the time. And I was like, yo, man, I suck at this installing stuff. I just failed this installation. Mm-hmm. I hit their piano. You hit their what? Yeah, I hit their piano. By the way, I quit. Don't call me. I'm out.
But you did continue to work for them as a salesman. Porque verbo.
Different company.
Ah.
Different company.
Porque verbo si tienes.
Verbo si tengo. Soy mejor en verbo. Mm-hmm. Y soy mejor en apparently matching pitch to the D minor. than actually working with my hands. I don't know what it is. You know?
Well... It's very sad, but you've gotten better.
I have.
So I wanted open shelves
right.
in the kitchen. So quitamos, bueno, queríamos storage in the laundry room. So quitamos uno de los guys, us being, you know, ¿cómo se dice? Frugal.
You and your Pinterest ideas. Pinterest again.
It's not Pinterest.
It's Pinterest, bro.
It's just queríamos... cabinets in the laundry room mm-hmm. que no teníamos dinero para comprar. So, well, I was like, hey, ¿qué machine sería si quitáramos los cabinets, a cabinet from the kitchen, put it in the laundry, and we just do open shelves, se miran cute, they're decorative, funcionan, Fácil, fácil, barato.
En teoría, fácil, fácil,
en barato. En teoría, pero estoy casada contigo. Claro, so, claro. Cualquier proyecto tengo que esperar hasta que alguien me pueda ayudar.
Sí.
O yo aprendo yo sola, que he aprendido a hacer muchas cosas.
Sí.
Ok.
Sí.
Y a mí sí me gusta.
Sí.
Sí. So, pero pues, you know, ocupo ayuda. Muchas de las veces cuando estás haciendo cosas, ocupas que alguien te detenga o alguien te pase o la luz o algo así, ¿no? So.
Scalpel. Scalpel. Yeah.
Yes. So we were trying to put up these shelves. Mind you, it was probably 6 brackets in 2 shelves. Duramos.
Oh my gosh, we lasted such a long time.
5 horas. Yo las conté.
5 horas, babe.
5.
How many breaks in between?
Malditas horas.
How many breaks in between?
Demasiados porque te enojabas.
Oh, get so mad.
Y yo así como que like, okay. No la riegues, no le digas nada, porque luego, like, su ego ya está hasta el suelo.
No, babe, it's bad, it's bad.
Soy yo así como que echándote porras, no me abandones, mm-hmm. We need to finish this. And you did, y fíjate que, I don't know how many times you slammed that back door next to the open shelves, y nunca se han caído.
O sea, las puse bien. Eventually,
sí,
And you know what's the most frustrating part about that?
What?
Is that cuando llegó George to install the cabinet that we had removed into the little laundry area, This guy was done in 2 minutes.
I mean, pues es que el pintero.
Este vato le tanteó the same amount of time que yo duré para tantearle con el piano. But he actually did it right. Like, no sí. Le pegó el boiler. You know, like, sí. La llegó. Ay, yes, it's muy fácil.
Oh, he's so sweet. De volada.
And I was like, bro.
Y cualquier cosa que le digo, oh, Jorge, ¿usted cree que esto y esto? ¿Fácil?
Fácil.
Y yo casi lloro, like, sí, es fácil, gracias.
Ah, no. Pero, o sea, si alguien me preguntara, Jessy, ¿le puedes sacar sangre a ese vato que no has tomado agua en 3 días? Fácil. Fácil. Cada quien tiene sus cualidades. ¿Por qué en la casa no ocupamos más gente que le saquemos sangre?
Es verdad, porque si yo hubiera estado casada con alguien más, el día que me dio la alergia al camarón, I would have died.
You would have died.
Porque you knew exactly what to do, and
exactly.
I didn't know what to do.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
But when it comes to construction, I feel like Michael Scott. Like when it comes to construction, in a way, I knew exactly what to do, but in a much more real sense,
you
I had no idea what to do. You know? Like, but fast forward, right? Fast forward to our 6-year anniversary.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know what it is. I think it was just mostly because my anniversary gift to you. I know how much this means to you and how much I love you.
Mm-hmm.
That I said, let's do this and let's do this right. Yeah. You know?
I am obsessed mm-hmm. with home stuff.
You are.
And it's not Pinterest, okay?
It's Pinterest.
It's not Fixer Upper.
This is an intervention.
And it's...
All right.
Amor. I cannot remember a time where yo no le decía a mi mamá, quiero pintar mi cuarto, quiero mover la sala, quiero hacer esto. And she'd just be like, no, you know, no. La única manera que pude pintar mi cuarto fue porque yo estaba trabajando con cierta persona y esa persona pintó su recámara, ya casada, con su hijo, right? She's like 20 years older than me. Y le sobró pintura. Y me dijo, en vez de tirarla, or, you know, te la quiero regalar. And I was like, oh my God. It wasn't my preference, but I was like, regalada. Mi mamá no puede decir nada.
Right.
Y pinté mi cuarto.
And how was that?
It was magical. Magical. Mi hermana me regañó que según no lo estaba haciendo bien, whatever. Pero for me, before I wanted to do the career that I am in now,
mm-hmm.
I was a diehard, I'm going to go to art school and I'm going to be an interior designer. Since I can't remember how back. I've always wanted to be an interior designer. I love homes. I purposely asked to go to people's bathrooms because I like to see bathrooms. No que estoy criticando, but I'm like, oh my God, this is so cute. Like, ¿cómo hicieron esto? ¿Cómo hicieron aquello?
Yeah.
I love that kind of stuff.
You
love
also like
it.
Like an industrial things too. Like,
well, that came with time though, but it's just like, I just love everything that has to do with kitchens, bathrooms, living rooms, bedrooms. I like it all. But then I realized that I don't like math. So I couldn't do blueprints, you know, and then I was like, oh, this is really gonna suck. I'm kind of more like
the artsy type.
The artsy, the colors and the not so much dimensions and numbers and measurements like that. So that's why I struggle. But I have the idea. I just need a chalán to like make it happen.
You do have the idea and, you know, for let the record show, let people know que with the little to absolutely zero skills that I had, you made her house look very cute. you know?
I mean, it's not done, but it's going.
No, but like before we did the changes to it, you know? Like
we made it work. I mean, we were estábamos recién casados, no teníamos mucho dinero.
Pero se miraba bien bonita.
Yeah.
You know? Pero ahora, I don't know, like, I honestly think that it's the anniversary and it's the gift and it's the mentality, but I feel like my attitude towards the project is a complete 180.
¿Por qué?
Well, because I love you, you know? Like, like, I mean, I've always loved you.
Ah, gracias.
You know, but like, I think I had 6 years to wrap in my mind que, okay, this is a gift. Y un gift se hace de buena, so ni modo, Jesse, you know?
And the thing is, like, you'd rather go out of town.
Yes.
You'd rather go to, like, a hotel, a resort.
Yes.
Restaurant.
Yes.
Y todo ese dinero que tiramos, en mi opinión.
En memorias bonitas, hermosas.
Okay, sí, son memorias, pero...
Mm-hmm. Ajá, yeah, don't be dissing around their anniversaries, all right? Relájate.
Pero yo siempre así como que, like, con este dinero hubiera podido pintar la cocina. You know what I'm saying? Like, yeah. That was always me.
Y yo like, siempre era como, like, ¿para qué pintar si podemos vivir tú y yo y gozar
la vida de loca. La vida?
You know?
Sí, yo sé. Pero, you know, y todos esos años es como que, like, okay, let's travel. Okay, let's do something. But this was my year, dude. Like,
it was.
This is what I've always wanted, you know? Y yo iba a pintar esa cocina con o sin ayuda.
Mm-hmm.
Yo la iba a pintar. Iba a hacer un good job or a bad job. No sé. No sé. Pero gracias a, you know, our friend que nos ayudó, it's going pretty well. Se mira muy bien.
And you know what? Like, we've really kicked butt with this house lately.
Yeah, I love how you kick butt.
Dude, we've been kicking all kinds of butt. Like, we've been kicking
can
butt,
just,
taking names.
Can
you know?
I just say...
I feel I like just, so hyped up.
Can I brag?
A ver.
I took out the popcorn ceiling de la sala
mm-hmm.
y el hallway
mm-hmm.
all by myself.
Yo, high five.
Yo solita.
Yo.
And I feel so awesome. Anyone out there que quiera quitar su popcorn ceiling?
No.
Dios los bendiga. Háganlo solo porque yo ya no puedo.
It is so messy. But you know what? Like, you know, we took out, because I took out también the bedrooms, and then we were sanding. Sanding is such a dirty process.
It is.
I feel like I'm going to have some type of cancer for
tu
sure.
Tu papá was like, te quiero tomar una foto. Y así como que, like, I'm working.
I'm working, fool. Watch out.
Back off.
You know? Sí. But popcorn ceiling, gone. Removed.
Gone. Every, you know? There's no pop. And then somebody was trying to be funny with me. It was like, was it buttered? I didn't get it. I thought it was like a Mean Girls joke where I was just like, are you trying to be nasty with me? But it was like popcorn. Got it. There is no ounce of butter or popcorn anywhere in that house.
No, it's all like most of the rooms are sanded down and ready for primer.
Se miró tan you know? Curada.
We primered this one of the ceilings and hell, it looks great.
Looks great.
You know, there's not a lot of imperfections. But people were telling us that we're going to have a lot of imperfections, but no, it looks good.
No, we were very careful when we removed it.
Oh, it's funny because like hablando de eso, being careful, one of the biggest things about being careful was being prepared and we had to buy the right stuff, ¿verdad?
Mm-hmm.
So me gusta que fuimos a la Lowe's este fin de semana to celebrate. Anniversary. We celebrated our anniversary at Lowe's.
It was beautiful.
This program is brought to you by Lowe's. Yeah, home improvement. But we were at Lowe's, and I really admire that you gave me the man card by saying, all right, babe, go talk to that person and ask for this. And I was like, okay. So I go up to them, and I'm like, hi, sir. And he's like, hello. We are looking for such and such. Oh, what type of such and such? This type of such and such? Or this other type of such and such? And I'm like, yeah. You know, like, mija. You know, like, my mind card automatically.
You literally called me the two things that I've told you never, ever in your life to call me.
Pero en mi mente. No te estaba hablando a ti. En mi mente
vieja
dije eso.
Vieja y mija. Y doña. You know?
Y
gorda. No.
En mi mente dije eso.
Okay.
Pero, like, the guy was asking me questions, and I was like, okay, my moment's up. My level of expertise is out the window. Babe, what's up? You know? I was, like, looking at you like a guy, like lost. You know? Like, I was like, I don't know. Like, this guy could have been, like, throwing, like, AP calculus at me at this point, because I was just like...
No, but he wasn't talking about math. It was, like, simple questions, like... You know, is your popcorn ceiling painted?
Cochino, ¿usted qué le importa? You know, like...
No. You know, it was simple questions to me. It was simple questions.
To you. Because you had researched this.
Yes, I had researched it.
You see, I was just walking in with the wallet.
Sí.
I was just like, tell me how much we're going to pay. Let's
Pero
go.
Yo ya había como que, okay, así lo vamos a hacer. Esto es lo que ocupamos.
Mm-hmm.
You know, a este tamaño. Las condiciones de nuestro ceiling.
Yeah.
So.
But it's not just the ceiling. We're also like.
Pero si yo te quise dar tu lugar, como que mijo tú, mijo, ¿eh? Oíste, tú, mijo, ve y tú.
Tú, el hombre de la casa, ve.
Sí, toma la delantera, sí, ve. Y luego la riegas.
No, yeah, like 30 seconds in, I was like, what? What now? I don't know, man. What kind of roller do you need, bro? That's what I'm asking you for. All right. Like, I feel like I walked into Lowe's.
No, pero son muy amables.
No, they're really nice, but like, I feel like I walked into Lowe's and my thing was like, one house, please. You know, like, I'll take one house. Give me one house. You know, like, what am I looking for? I don't know, bro. That's why I'm here. You know, that's why I'm talking to you. You know what I mean? Like,
I will say, get the old men at Lowe's and the Mexicans are the most helpful.
Neta que sí. These damn millennials. Like, I finally get why people don't like millennials, because I asked a millennial, y está más perdido que yo. And he's like, bro, I'm just here, like, cashier. Like, you know, what do you want? And I'm like, damn it, you know?
And the gardening section, sí, las doñitas, like, they got the plants down.
They got it.
You know? But, like, for other things, it's kind of like, I'm always being helped by the Mexican, and it's nice.
Or the old folks, you know?
Or the old
dudes. Carpenters, the retired contractors. They're super sweet, by the way.
They're so sweet.
You know? And they kind of like they see us, and I know what they're thinking. They're kind of right.
Yeah.
But they're thinking, oh, here's a young couple. They have their goals of planning it. And I'm like, bro, no. She's the mastermind here, you know? And then once they find out that you're the mastermind, como que se enamoran más. They're like, oh, well, here's what you need, darling. You know? Yeah, se agarran. You know?
That's so nice. I like going to Lowe's and Home Depot.
They've been really nice there to help us out. But okay, babe, sí o no, tell me, how has the energy been this time around now that we're fixing our house?
I could not believe que tú me dijiste. I don't know. I think it was like the second day. You're like, I'm having fun.
I've been having fun.
And
you know.
Like,
I will admit, Monday when we were painting, I wasn't having that much fun then.
No, you weren't. But you know what? Tú te querías ir de la casa como a las 7.
Yeah.
And you stuck it out, man, because I was like, no nos vamos a ir hasta que terminemos este cuarto.
Fine. You know. Fine. Yeah. No, we stuck it out, but that's because we've been working, you know, our regular jobs, también encima de eso. So it's kind of been long days, you know? Yeah. We've been burning both ends of the candle here, babe, you know? So
I'm getting my workouts.
Que nadie diga that we don't care about this podcast, because we are right here doing this podcast right now instead of finishing off another coat of paint. You know what I mean?
Yeah, but I had to work late, so I wasn't going to go paint after a long day.
Yeah, so aprovechamos, you know, to record this episode instead, you know. And because we do enjoy this podcast as well, you know.
Yeah.
I've been enjoying the crap out of it.
Yeah. Almost. I've actually kind of missed it.
Yeah. Last week I felt like we were missing something. But you know what? It was fine. Because we took our anniversary time, you know. We enjoyed our anniversary.
Yes.
We celebrated by painting the house, renovating it, you know. Giving it little touch-ups, mostly. That's all it is. They're all little touch-ups. All it is paint, remove popcorn ceiling, and paint the cabinets.
Patching
a few holes that I've made, you know?
Oh, Dios mío. Parece Swiss cheese esa casa.
I know. But it looks better now.
Sí.
You know? And it's gonna look great by the time we're done.
We got blinds.
Oh, we got some blinds. That's right. You know?
We had blinds before.
I feel like the more I work on this house, the more like my tribal yaki blood, like como que dicen, Simón, sí. Sí, mijo. You know, I'm making all the Mexicans proud.
Ajá.
Finalmente.
Sí.
Por la patria. You know?
Híjola. Yo crecí con un papá mecánico, primeramente.
Yeah.
Okay. And si mi mamá o mi papá decidían hacerle algo a la casa, ellos lo estaban haciendo juntos. So yo crecí con esa mentalidad de que, okay, you know, it's a team effort. Y aunque mi papá no sabía poner loseta, hey, ahí la fregó. You know what I'm saying? Like, he did it. Dame a chueca, sí. Pero lo puso, you know? And we lived and we were happy with the new floor.
So that was your norm growing up. You know, your norm was like seeing that.
Algo le pasaba al zinc. No le hablábamos a un plumber, dude, mi papá. Y no había YouTube, okay? No había YouTube. Mi papá dice, you know, se encharcaba ahí abajo del sink, and he would work on it until he figured it out.
Of course, now every time he turns it on, the toilet flushes. But
no,
pues, you know?
Lo hacía bien. Porque mi papá era de esas personas de que compraba los carros semi-yonqueados y los arreglaba.
Oh, well, he's a mechanic.
Yes.
You know? Yeah.
So, to him, his brain works that way. You know, puzzles. Right. Y he knows tools. Y so eso, yo crecí con eso, you know?
Well, you crecí, like, my dad is very smart. Like, you know, he got his degree in agricultural engineering. So he does have the ability to be very mechanically inclined. Mm-hmm. But he chooses not to.
Yeah,
he does. Mi papá is, like, more of, like, well, I'm going to spend, what, 2 hours here, you know? Yeah, this is my dad. Él es su matemática para todos, su lógica. It's like, mira, si voy a durar dos horas aquí, for me, my time is money. So if I'm going to be here for 2 hours, I could have made this amount of money in those 2 hours. So it's basically costing me this much. So if it's costing me this much, then I would rather pay somebody because to me, it's cheaper. Because mm-hmm. I'm only going to pay this much, which is less mm-hmm. than it would have been of my time being spent. So
and done it right.
And done it right, yeah. Yeah, because he hates things that are not done right, you know? Mm-hmm. So he says, I'll pay somebody. And I grew up with that, you know? I grew up with that. And he told me, he's like, you know, que my grandpa never really made him do a lot of things, that he just learned them with time. And that was my dad's philosophy in life. Con el tiempo, one day I'm going to grow up and just be inclined to learn these things. Mm-hmm. And he's like, one day, mijo. And I was like, today's not the day? He's like, nah. But I felt like anniversary, that was the day. I felt like reborn, you know? Como que like, me quité la camisa. And there was like this like manliness, like, you know, pelos. Urging through me. Simón, like I was instantly growing pelos like a sea machine. And I felt like super handy, you know, like I had a hammer in one hand, a scalpel in another one. Scalpel, you know, my
Jesse.
That drywall thingy, ¿cómo se dice?
Spatula.
La spatula, Simón. What am I flipping burgers now? Like, what do you mean spatula?
Pues así se
dice. Órale, pues.
Así tiene el nombre.
I was like, I was on it, man. I was on it.
Oh, you know? the putty thing.
Simón.
I don't even know what it's called. The thing you scrape the popcorn ceiling off, the thing, and the little one where you mix. And
but the point is the game. Mi papá, like, you know, he told us, yeah, it's cool to pick up a few things, y eso, pero he never really drove it into us growing up, you know? Now, I wish I would have picked it up more. I wish that at COFA, instead of taking 4 years of drama, maybe I would have taken a welding class or a construction class.
In high school, you mean?
And yeah, you know? Pero pues. Ya no puedo hacer eso, ni modo. I have to learn it now.
Me acuerdo que nos decías, puedo ir al college y agarrar una class for AC.
It's because for me, that's how it works.
No, Jesse, it's not about taking a class. For me,
that's
how
it works. That's like, you can't expect me to do something if I haven't studied it. I have to study it first.
There's tutorial.
Like, in my mind, para yo hacer algo, I have to study it, take a test, pass the test, and then I can try it. So, you know, you want me to fix that hole? Give me a semester. I'll be back. You know what I mean? You know, like, let me take a quick class online. All right, I'll be back. You know what I mean? Like, así pienso yo. I know, babe. I know. Tempada. I get it. Trust
me,
I get it.
It's because I'm a visual learner.
Yeah, you're more hands-on.
Yes. I'm like, okay, if I can see a picture of how it's supposed to be done, I can probably do it by mm-hmm. myself.
Like, the reason why I'm so good at taking drawing blood and doing venipuncture and doing, like, all the clinical stuff is because I know where I'm hitting. Like, I read a book and I know where that vein is, mm-hmm. you know, I know what that artery is, I know exactly what I'm going to hit, you know, like if when I'm giving a shot, I know exactly where that muscle is because mm-hmm. I read a book and I took a test and I took a course, you know.
Yeah.
No aprendí echándola a perder, you know, like I don't believe in that, you know, like
no pues no just well,
sea, like I didn't go into the clinic and be like, hey, I don't know how to draw blood. Well, just keep poking people until blood comes out.
Well,
you'll
it
figure
does take
it out
practice,
well
though.
See, but it takes study before the practice, you know. And that's how I apply my life. Before I practice it, let me go read on this real quick, mm-hmm. you know? And
you can change a tire, though.
Eso sí. You know, depende de poco cambiar la llanta.
Puedes cambiar una llanta.
Sí.
¿Qué más puedes hacer?
No sé. That's about it.
Oh, my God. Well, no.
Change a spark plug. Rafa, show me how to change
you can
spark
jump
plug.
Start a car.
I can jump start a car.
You can jump start a
yeah,
car.
Yeah, I can jump start a car. Mm. I know the parts of cars too. Like I know like, oh, if this is what's wrong, if the headers are wrong, I know what that part is. If there's something wrong with the air filter, that I know what that is. You know, like if there's
pero
something
no
wrong.
Pero no puedes cambiar, like.
I know
an
the
air filter.
I know the
you
theory.
No puedes,
I know the theory.
¿Cómo se dice? ¿Cómo se dice en español? You can't change the oil, like. El aceite.
That is the most annoying thing in the world. That's another thing. If I'm going to take 1 hour doing this, and it's going to take 1 hour of my time, and 1 hour
pero
I can make...
Pero, ¿qué no quieres sentir como, like, the joy and the pride that you, like, yeah, man, I put that shelf up. You know what I'm saying?
No.
Yeah, man.
I don't.
I do. I like that feeling that que yo lo hice.
No, like, I could have played another video game. I could have read another book. I could have listened to another song. I could have written another joke. Like, there's a million other things that I could have done than spending it putting up that shelf. You know what I mean? Like, did you know that there are courses online
I'm
to
getting
get,
irritated
like,
just by
there are courses
you
on, there are courses online that will teach you how to, like, do computer coding in 6 hours, the amount of time it took me to put up that shelf. You know what I mean? Like, no puedo, babe. You know, the life is too short para yo aprender esas cosas.
All
that was
of,
what was going on through my mind. You know what I mean?
The like, Mexicans in the world are, like, so torn right now.
No es cierto, porque sabes que hay muchos mexicanos en este mundo. No nomás somos trabajadores, right? We're not just workhorses. Hay muchos mexicanos en este mundo que son artistas. Hay muchos mexicanos en este mundo que son poetas. Hay muchos mexicanos en este mundo que son personas de ciencia. So, like, just putting them down in one generalization que nomás son trabajadores y nomás son burros, no es cierto.
No son burros.
Los mexicanos son
toma
más
mucha
que
inteligencia.
Eso. ¿Sabes qué? It does. You know what? I take that back. I don't want to frame it like that.
No.
Yeah. No, no es que dije que sean burros because construction...
You mean like
they
work
are smart.
Like...
Exactly. No nomás son gente que son matadas a la construcción. Mm-hmm. There's more that, you know, Hispanics and Mexicans can do, you know? We just see them more doing stuff like that here.
Yeah.
Here in this
it's
side,
it's just like
in
the
Los
typical
Unidos.
Mexican is handy, and you're not the typical Mexican.
I am not the typical Mexican, man. I'm not.
It took me a while to accept that, though. I will say that.
Babe, like, ya sé, like, you would think that I'm the typical Mexican porque tengo el apellido Juárez, you know, like, oh my gosh, you know, este vato, like, le crece el bigote instantáneamente.
Sí te puede crecer.
Sí. Pero it's just the look, you know?
Sí.
Es una ilusión. Like, lo que ves is not what you're going to get. You know what I mean?
Yeah, I learned that.
Yeah. I was, babe, honestly, like, okay, so I suck at tools, so whatever, no big deal. We're getting the hang of it now.
Mm-hmm.
Better late than never, ¿no crees?
Mm-hmm,
I
sí.
think so. How's the house feeling so far?
Better.
Better, right?
I mean, we still got a ways to go.
But we're enjoying it.
Yes.
I'm enjoying it.
I'm having
fun. I'm enjoying it. That's the crazy part. That's the part that I'm like...
I love that you are because... I honestly felt like I was going to do everything myself.
I know. I really
and
thought
I
you
can.
Were too.
I really can do it myself. Pero... It would have taken me much more time.
It's been a nice experience so far.
Mm-hmm.
You know,
mm-hmm.
So happy anniversary, babe. That's my gift to you. It's my good disposition.
A good attitude.
A good attitude.
I appreciate
yes,
that, actually.
Absolutely.
That you haven't been... You've been up for the challenge.
Yeah.
And you're not... Like, I thought you were going to be, like, you know, 4 hours in, ya vámonos. You know, it took me almost 7 hours to do the living room popcorn ceiling.
Yeah.
And I was like, no voy a comer. No me voy a sentar. Hasta que lo termine. And you're more like, ay, ya me cansé.
It's because I honestly thought that, like, I think that when I was doing construction projects or just work around the house, I thought that this was the most stressful thing there was on earth.
Why?
And then I got the job that I currently have. You know what I mean?
And that's a hard job.
And it is, oh my God, it is mentally stressful.
Shout out to all the teachers out there.
Now then, and then I became a teacher, and teaching is absolutely stressful.
Yeah.
Like, I cry to sleep.
Oh, that's so nice you know? That you actually think working on the house is kind of like your escape.
It is.
Perfect.
It felt like an escape because I wasn't thinking about el chamaco que regañé el otro día,
mm-hmm.
the kids that don't listen. Shout out to my kids that are listening to my podcast right now, you know.
Thank you, guys.
Do your homework.
For changing him.
Oh, my God. Me estresan so much, babe. That's going to be a next episode about teaching life, you know. But
we need to huddle up all our teacher friends.
Oh my gosh. The house has become a wonderful escape.
Y es la cosa,
compared
mira,
to the hell
mira,
in the classroom.
Cuando terminemos la casa, va a ser un poquito más a nuestro gusto. Because, you know, we have a very
basic yeah.
beginners. They always, cuando nos estaban vendiendo la casa, it was like, ay, this is a good, or como starter home, you know? And it is. It's just starter home. Nothing fancy, everything is like very generic. And now va a ser un poquito más a nuestro gusto con like los colores que queremos, con lo que queremos. Y cuando los chamacos te estresen en la escuela y llegues a tu casa va a estar como que, oh my God, está bien cute, you know?
It's
going to
be a nice retreat.
Yo pinté esa pared.
Yeah, it's going to be a very
yo
nice retreat.
Yo puse ese gabinete.
I agree.
And you're going to love it.
It's going to be a great escape. You know, so I'm looking forward to that escape. I'm looking forward to the next projects that we have with the house, you know, to finish up this project here,
mm-hmm.
you know.
So. And I'm very thankful and grateful. I hardly doubt that they'll listen to this, but to all the friends that have helped us with the big projects.
Yeah,
like the lighting and the cabinets.
Thank you to my suegro. Thank you to my dad. Thank you to George. Hi. Yes. Mm-hmm. You know?
Yes, Sergio was going to help us paint. You better show up, dude.
Yeah, and for real, bro. You better show up, man. Like, I'm like holding you accountable. Anyways, so that's a wrap, babe. That's it. I'll see you next week, all right?
All right.
All right, I won't see you before then, okay? All right, nos vemos. Bye. Once again, thank you for listening to today's episode of the 5050. If you guys like the show, please let us know. We like reading those comments. Check out our website, the5050.com. That is the5050.com. And there you can find our social media page as well. That is the5050 at Instagram, the5050, where you can check out our latest updates, check out our latest blogs. Speaking of blogs, guys, I know that I haven't posted the blogs to our latest podcast episode, Bigotes and Birotes. I will be posting that ASAP. I got a little emotional when it came down to writing about our wedding, so I had to find a way to condense that. So stay tuned for that. You will be seeing that shortly as well. Also, we have a new idea regarding a new podcast episode. It's a different format. It's a different style. It's 100% experimental, you know, so I'm kind of looking forward to something a little bit different than our traditional podcast. So I hope you guys will enjoy it. Stay tuned for that as well. And as always, if you are enjoying our content, please, please, please let your friends know, share us, right? Subscribe to our email list or our Instagram page. That way you guys can stay up to date to the latest episodes that are releasing. We're trying to go for a weekly schedule when it comes to the release dates. Once again, thank you for listening to the 5050.